Hello again. In recent years, through the wonders of the internet and genetic science, many people have begun to trace their ancestry. Inexpensive kits of genetic tracing have enabled people from around the world to connect with people with whom they did not know they were related. For instance, several months ago, a woman contacted one of my nieces via Facebook and informed her that she is related to her and the rest of my family genetically. We thereby discovered a long-lost first cousin that we didn't know existed. Besides our familiar and biological relationships, there are the ways in which we are psychologically connected with other people, whether geographically or historically, namely through the men and women who have inspired and influenced us. When you think about it, we are related to those figures, mentors, teachers, and writers through whose examples and words formed our attitudes, shaped our values, and motivated our actions. Allow me to invite you to do a spiritual exercise. What if you were to think of the 10 or so most influential people who have shaped your life? Which family members and friends, coaches and teachers, authors and composers have formed you? Advent is a good time to do this exercise. Let me explain why. In our Advent journey, we hear a lot of the background leading up to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Jesus of Nazareth, as a human being like us, not only had cousins and relatives, but also had men and women who influenced and inspired him. Today's Advent readings suggest several of them, namely Isaiah, Elijah, and most especially John the Baptist. Suppose we ponder the people who would have shaped Jesus' life as a child, as a youth, and as a man. There were, of course, the examples of Mary and Joseph, and perhaps Mary's parents, Anne and Joachim, and Mary's kinswoman, Elizabeth, and her husband, the priest Zechariah. And then there were the rabbis of Jesus' life, who would certainly have taught him about the Jewish matriarchs and patriarchs, such as Sarah and Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Rebekah, and kings such as David and Solomon, and prophets such as Elisha, Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and the Jewish teachers he would have spoken to, and even debated in Nazareth, Capernaum, and of course Jerusalem. And then there were the nameless children and teenage friends, women and men he knew in Nazareth, Capernaum. Perhaps some of them were carpenters like Joseph, or fishermen such as Peter and John. But as today's reading suggests, the greatest of them all was John the Baptist, as we hear in these profound words, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Unquote. Certainly, John the Baptist played a key role in the formative life of Jesus, whether through that first encounter when Mary went to see Elizabeth and the child in Elizabeth's womb leapt in the presence of Mary, and in her womb was Jesus, and how the two pregnant mothers shared their hopes for their children in their wombs. And then there was the meeting of John and Jesus at the Jordan River, when John recognized Jesus as the Messiah, and yet consented to Jesus' wish to be baptized by him. Or the way John was imprisoned and then died at the hands of Herod Antipas, and how scriptures reveal how Jesus was heartbroken about hearing the news of John's beheading. And it is interesting to note that John was put to death by the same Herod who later collaborated with Pontius Pilate in the trials that eventually led to Jesus' own death. And so in a certain sense, John showed Jesus how to preach and proclaim and then suffer and die. Today's readings and our other Advent readings give us a sense of how John indeed prepared the way for Jesus. Suppose we imagine John and Jesus going off together in the desert or in a secluded place to talk. It is easy to picture how they would have discussed their beloved mothers, families, friends, and teachers, and how they were raised in the Jewish faith. But when you have loved to have been able to listen to their conversation, when John and Jesus discussed the courageous witness being asked of them, knowing what happened to them each individually, what they faced, a martyrdom, and how, as if they planned it together, or should I say, they cooperated and collaborated with the carrying out of divine providence. Friends, in our Advent journey, we may draw inspiration from the figure of John the Baptist in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. And may we also find in our own journey those living and deceased family, friends, and teachers who taught us what it means to know the wisdom and witness of Jesus, the one who was related to John the Baptist, and the one who's related to each one of us.